KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly cloudy and 19 degrees here in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy with a high of 28. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In Western Iowa news, a 19-year-old from Nebraska has been charged with motor vehicle homicide in connection with a crash in Omaha that killed a Council Bluffs woman over the weekend. Prosecutors say Eswin Meja of Omaha was arrested on suspicion of drunken driving early Sunday. Police say his pickup truck slammed into the back of 21-year-old Sarah Root's car. Root, who, as I mentioned, was from Council Bluffs, was taken to a hospital suffering from critical injuries. She later died. After her death, prosecutors upgraded the charge against Meja to motor vehicle homicide. The man was treated at a Nebraska medical center for a leg injury and then booked into the Douglas County, Nebraska jail. The Atlantic Police Department Wednesday reported three people were arrested while another was cited on drug charges over the past week. On Tuesday, 26-year-old Alexander Dvorak of Atlantic was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, second offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. And 32-year-old Randy Schaefer of Atlantic was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Dvorak and Schaefer were booked into the Cass County Jail. On Monday, 19-year-old Zen Gross of Atlantic was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia and controlled substance. He was given a date to appear later in court. That same day, 22-year-old Spencer Biggs of Atlantic was cited into court on possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of a controlled substance charges. He, too, was given a date for a court appearance. The APD said also that 38-year-old Adrian Hansen of Atlantic had turned himself into authorities on January 28th on a Cass County warrant for parole violation. Hansen was booked into the Cass County jail. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Villisca woman was arrested Wednesday afternoon. 22-year-old Amanda Lee Smith was taken into custody just after 4 p.m. on two valid Montgomery County bench warrants for probation violation. Smith was taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $20,000 bond. And Red Oak Police reported yesterday the arrest of 17-year-old Derek Lee Red of Red Oak for possession, or rather for trespass and minor in possession of tobacco. Red was arrested Wednesday at 2:40 p.m. on the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad property. He was later released to the custody of a parent. One non-injury accident was reported this week in Atlantic. Police say on Tuesday, vehicles driven by Glenn Westphaland and Misty Worley, both of Atlantic, collided at around 11 a.m. in the 800 block of East 17th Street as Worley was backing out of a private driveway. Westphaland, who was traveling west on 17th Street, was unable to get stopped in time and struck Worley's vehicle in the right rear tire area. Damage from the collision amounted to $2,700. There were no citations issued. The driver of a pickup suffered possible unknown injuries during a single vehicle accident Tuesday night in Union County. The Sheriff's Department said yesterday 20-year-old Bryce Still of Creston was transported by Ringgold Ambulance to the hospital in Creston after his pickup went out of control in the 2500 block of Pull Road at around 9:15 p.m. Tuesday. The truck spun out on the icy road and came to rest in the east ditch, sustaining $7,500 damage. No citations were issued. And a 27-year-old woman has been given 2 years of probation after taking a plea deal in an Iowa sex with a teen case. Court records say Jessica Pritchard was sentenced Monday in Pottawatomie County District Court. She'd pleaded guilty to enticement of a minor and dissemination of obscene material to a minor. Prosecutors lowered the charges in return for her pleas. The Daily Nonpareil reports also that Pritchard was given a deferred judgment, which means her two convictions will be removed from her record. If she successfully completes probation, Pritchard must register for 10 years as a sex offender. Authorities say the woman now lives across the Missouri River in suburban Omaha. She was arrested last July in Alliance, Nebraska. In the funeral announcements this morning, Lewis Anthony Doc Hall, age 88 of Griswold, died January 28th at the Griswold Care Center. A massive Christian burial for Doc Hall will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of arrangements. Eldred Mick Kane, age 84 of Panama, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial for Mick Kane will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mary Ann Kinkle, age 92 of Defiance, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial for Mary Ann Kinkle will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Lorene Vorm, age 89, of Elkhorn, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Lorene Vorm will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Wayne Sonny Jensen, age 71, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Sonny Jensen will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Sandra Brennan, age 65, of Harlan, died Tuesday in Omaha. A visitation for Sandra Brennan will be held from 2 until 8 p.m. on Saturday at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan, where the family will greet friends from 4 until 7 p.m. on Saturday. Darlene Kinkle, age 77, of Erling, died Sunday in Bellevue, Nebraska. A massive Christian burial for Darlene Kinkle will be on Saturday at 2 p.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Juanita McDermott, age 94, of Harlan, died Saturday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Juanita McDermott will be this Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. And Milton Sheeter, age 59, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday in Des Moines. A private family memorial service will be held for Milton Sheeter on Saturday at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.